The negative imprint. The negative imprint is much more terrifying. Much more terrifying than the hell. much more terrifying than hell suffering. The hell suffering you experience, you see, when you experience the normal karma of nature, you see, that stops. You see, the negative imprint must rise to lose again and again. If you leave something, you will make the imprint, you know. then from that delusion, from that, you see, then delusion is there. So, uncontrollably, the delusion lasts. You see, again. So, even you know the meditation techniques, you can explain so well. You know very well the meditation techniques that work, you see. But unable to practice with the delusion lessons, you see. so uncontrolled. Like them so uncontrolled, you know, like control the delusion, see. And then engaging in the karma, see. So uncontrolled, you see, like that. this is very. So one is to think about negative imprint. Remember in daily life, when there's some danger rising, strong delusion, then remember negative imprint. What it does to you is not an easy thing, it's not a simple thing. it's so harmful, it leaves negative imprint, you know, plant seed. So it makes, different now and future. And is engaged again with heavenly karmas. So it is said in the Dodeva Gyava, this is a sutra that we talk about karma. Hundred karmas. The sutra called the hundred karmas. So this is very important. This is very important to remember. So what happens if we engage in this karma? If we don't control mind and engage in karma? So here it says, I'll read the first question. Hey, Mingao Kundu Kongxing. Hey, Mingao Kundu Kongxing, Liver Che. Chim Mingao again. Mingao Che. Mingao is just what it is. But this is very important to understand, to write down in the notebooks, in daily prayer books. you will get diarrhea books, you know. So each time you pray with karma, you're making habituated, you see. And that makes always, you know, habituated in language actions, in language. It makes always to be habituated. In other words, addicted, like a drug, like a, you know, alcohol. And it makes always habituated, and it makes. Normally, deeper say, familiar with it, but it's so they start to familiar. God is used, see. The uncontrolled, God used more, I know, because more uncontrolled, God used in that, you see. So I so no, now, this is what happening now. But in the future, future after this life, again we depend, on non virtual sentences. Again you depend on non virtual sentences. Then Mingawa just again and the future of this life, after life, future after this life, again you engage in same. Then you get reborn again, you see, by following it karma, right? You see, foundation good quality there, talks about, you see, you're a birth follower, the karma, say, like a body. No, whether Buddha was shadow goes, you see that. So the you get it wrong, can you see? By following the non-virtuous action, you see. So creating non-virtue, karma, non-virtue, and then you see you're born because of that. So you get born again by following karma, you see. So because of karma. this Buddha's teaching in this sutra, Buddha Legava. when you're in a danger to engage in life, tries delusion, and it come up. So it's very important to remember this. You see, that's something on and on. Decided in future life on and on makes yourself so difficult. And continuously engage in the experience sufferings of the particular lower realms, the sufferings of the human realms. So at that time, we see, the no end, without end. Very important. So when you think it is Buddha's teach, Buddha's this talk, this expression, the danger what happens if you engage in karma. So when you think this, you you don't want even 1 second. You don't want to engage in the karma even. One second. You immediately want to stop. You immediately want to drop it. Drop that. See, stop that. You see, so that you don't want to put yourself in. You don't want to put yourself in prison. All the lives. You see, suffering. So that. So, however, then they say, so even abandon the delusions, even attempt to abandon the delusion, reduce the whether it's danger to above rise or rising. So you pass that, then you see also then leaving the negative imprint back on the mountain, become less. And then also negative imprint become thinner. The cause of delusion. So I'm going to mention five points here in the book chapter, okay? So, so this is the first one. Okay, talking about how if you follow the delusion, you don't practice Dharma, you don't have lamentation, what happens? You know, the delusion becomes heavy, heavy, you see. So then the infinite becomes so heavy, heavy, you see. That's so difficult, you know, of non future, you see. So that's, so that, that starting from that is the first one. technique, you know, technique to control the mind. And you see, you stop engaging the need karma. So that is. The second one is the look at the delusion as an enemy. Look at the delusion as an enemy. So then you see, then you generate the power, courage, you know. Courage, the power. The remedy, you generate the remedy, the power, see. The encouragement, see. So that becomes, that becomes very important to look at the enemy, see. To look at the enemy, it's a very simple thing. If you look at the attachment as a friend, you know, if you look at anger as a friend, like somebody who, like Sunanda Lama says, supporting, like anger as somebody who behind you is supporting, something like that, you see, protect you. So that then, of course, then you say, so anyway, if you don't look at the enemy, then you fall the anger. So you see, I say, yeah. And, like Sunanda says, appears like that, and you fall anger. So harm yourself, harm others, destroys you. So that is mentioned there before. In the adversity and the karam karam get karam kunchum. So the same thing it has. So the so one need to look at the enemy. Look at the enemy. That seems the most important thing. Important thing there. Like to look at the enemy. You see, enemy or the like a mental sicknesses, you see, the suffering of the mind or the mental sicknesses, chronic disease of the mind, you see, from the principle. So, if you look at it, it's like something to be, something to renounce, something to, you see, remove, you know. When you recognize this is sickness, then you would do anything. You would do any, if it's cancer or this is cancer, then you would look for any method to remove, to look for any method in the world that can remove the cancer. So you see something to, yeah. So similar to that, you see, something terrifying, you see. So if you look at the delusion as an enemy, then you see, then you see the danger of harm, or unbelievable harm, what they call it, to you, and so that, so that way, then you see the enemy, and then, then the courage comes to, you see, remedial power, you see, and they would stop calling that, and then to remove that, you see, to defeat that, to eliminate that. So, so Shantideva said that dhamma is sacred, teaching go what jaya lo nama kundu namang be dala dhuva me chao. So, even I get burned, so this is how to look at the delusions in me, and strengthen yourself, make yourself powerful, make yourself, you know, power, you see. I remember that recognized as Sangha Shuhu first thing. I remember who, but anyway, was they doing retreat or were they maybe doing retreat or were they, maybe literally living in the Bahamas, so. I don't remember the whole thing, but I was comparing the, you know, the Iraq war. So there you see, I mean, not just on Iraq or anything like that, but killing other simple beings, killing other simple beings. So that's so killing other simple beings. Actually, you see, those most precious being from whom you receive all your powers, present future, all the happiness, liberation, enlightenment, everything. So you're killing all those precious beings from which you receive all the happiness, you see. That, and so that is a, like killing the outside enemies like that. So he's saying here, what you're doing is a, actually, so here you're making war to a delusion, you see. Iraq is like this, but here, well, not like Iraq, but anything like that is killing, isn't it? Here, you see the meditation, the vows, making war, say, to your delusion and defeat, and defeat, you see, defeat your enemy, you see, enemy which harms you, which harms other sentient beings, you see, from natural life, everything harms directly, indirectly all sentient beings, you see. So you are here. We're making war, destroy, eliminate, you see, and defeat it. maybe that's related to the retreat, or in the show, I think they're doing a vow or something like that, you see. So, how, I'm saying, this is the most important, I say. most important war for this. So this champion, the winning of delusion, is the best champion. It's best champion. that's the real hero. Other one is the wrong hero. You kill the sentient beings from whom you receive all your positive and happiness, you see. So, yeah, that's a remember the whole thing. So, so here, I think even I get burned, even I get killed, like that, even my head is cut, I will never surrender under the delusion, you see, all the time. I will never surrender any time, all the time, you see. I will never surrender and the enemy delusions. So that's making yourself, encourage yourself, you see, in the heart, see. Then the next day, the outside enemy doesn't harm you all the time. It doesn't harm all the time. But the delusion, you see, a delusion harms you all the time, you know, in all the life. Harmed from beginning to the birth of now, and harming you now, and it will promise harm in the future if you don't remove, if you don't eliminate the delusion, any delusion. It harms you all the time, in all the lifetimes, you see. So, my delusion has no beginning and no end. All the other enemies, they cannot become, they don't become enemy a long time like this. The outside enemies, you see, all the outside enemies, they don't harm you. They all the outcomes. They don't do that. They don't harm like that long time, see. So by thinking this, so the outside enemy is nothing. So the delusion, you see, is the most harmful that the real enemy, you know. By thinking this way, it encourages you to defeat the to do something for delusion, to not allow the lies, you see, even lies to alienate. that's part of the second, the third. If you take side of the the outside enemy, the world, enemy in the world, you see. if you take yourself the side party or side of the enemy, then that enemy doesn't harm you. If you take side of the enemy, the enemy doesn't harm you. The enemy helps you. But the delusion, you see, more you become friend with delusion, you see, more you become closer to delusion, more you become friend to delusion, then the delusion becomes more dangerous. So here it says that, So if you become friend with delusion, then delusion becomes more powerful. So if you harmonize with delusion over service, you know, help. So then the outside enemy, the enemy in the world, then if you harmonize with them, if you help, if you are of service, then you see, it makes tamjhe phenda deshes. So it makes you happy, makes the other enemy happy, it brings peace, happiness in both. While some of the others, you see, it brings peace and happiness to everyone. So that they surround your surrounding people and the other person's surrounding people, so bring peace and happiness in both, you see. To everyone, it brings peace and happiness. But the delusion, no more than danger, no change. So the enemy, the delusion, more you harmonize with your friend, it harms you again, it harms you more, it becomes friend to delusion, and then it makes you suffer more, see, more heavy for that. So there's a this example that the in Australia in Australia this some years ago I think here was some you might have heard already this story. It's in Australia, in Sydney, quite a number of years. I think it was five, 6 years ago already. Anyway, so there was the one student in the house was party, and then somebody, one family was the next neighbor was jealous. The house of the next neighbor was Scratch. As the next neighbor came scratched car, new car, you see. Then he was unhappy, jealous. So this neighbor who had a new car, whose car was scratched, you see. So didn't know what to do. So I think he was in this party, so I think he talked to George Farley. he was the apprentice board member before. And so George Farley, somehow, I don't know how he thought this, but he made up this. I said, if the Lama Sopa, then he would be present. He said that he talked with the pastor. If he was a Lama Sopa, he would present to the person who got a car. So I don't know how he made up this. in the short time he made up this statement. So then the family, whose car was cut, so time to think what present to give to the person. So this family checked what this person likes. He likes this ball.
Golf ball,
yeah. He likes this golf ball. So then the family found out what this was like. So they bought probably about a few, I think. So went to the house and again offered, and did he smile or not? Smile. I think that when they brought the house, he didn't say much, I don't know whether he smiled or not. Then after the same day or next day, after he came to the house. He came to the house and then he was very happy. He appreciated very much. He's so happy. He's so happy, and then the family is so happy. So everything's happy. Happy world is happy. So this is exactly what Srila Java says. So if you become humble as the outside world in service, then it brings peace and happiness to all. But the delusion is not that. You see, total opposite. You see, more harmful. The more harmonized, you see. So that's one thing. So meditation is to overcome delusion, to cover yourself. number four, to overcome delusion, destroy delusion. So the enemy of the world, outside enemy. The harm is your material possessions. The harm is just merely your material possessions, your belongings, or your body, your life. So listen. So if it kills you, just this separate consciousness, consciousness from this body, that's it, and nothing more than that. Even the person kills. So you see, that's all the highest harm that it can be, just that. But the delusions, the harm of the delusions is if you fall in delusion, if there's a delusion, then what happens is the delusion, you see, is a masculinity, so to be born in samsara. Then an immeasurable it makes to experience unimaginable oceans of suffering or samsara. It makes to experience. So here it says, Vaishnava, Kandaya Padam Hanin, Hanje Dala, Dalanya. Dala Kijan, and then maybe not teaching 2 minutes. Nyamata then that in Kandaya Najaka, how time, whatever, that is the dose. So even the suras are suras. If the suras are suras, I guess all the sentiments, even they become enemy to you. All the sentiments, even they become enemy to you. They cannot lead you in the hot hell, the lowest, number 8, lowest hot hell, the inexhaustible, the hell realm, the number 8 hot hell, in that fire, see, in that realm, in that hell realm fire. They can, in all sentences, become suras, even all sentences, rises, become your enemy. They cannot lead you down in hell, in the inexhaustible hell realm, in that realm fire, you see. they cannot make you engage towards it to intend that. So, but the delusion, but this powerful delusion in me, that it destroys whatever it encounters, even the mountain mirror, they destroy it, even those great mountains get destroyed, makes it dust. it destroys in 1 second. So however, but the power, all the symptoms, even they get angry, even they become angry to you, but they cannot bring you in the hell realm, or in the fire of the eighth hell, is inexhaustible the hell realm. But the powerful, delusion in is powerful, you know. That this one, then, this one, you see, brings you to, you see, in the lower realm, and hell realm, even those, the inexhaustible, hot hell, you see, number 8, that which is suffering the heaviest among the samsara and in the lower realm, and longest, the one intermittent even with which duration, you see. So makes to brings you there, and makes you experience all these sufferings. So then, before it mentioned, you see, an energy of suffering, oceans of suffering, suffering makes you experience. So that, so the, so for example, if nobody kills you, but you know, for delusion, then must be engaged in karma, they must bring the law, you know, so in the hell about that. But if you, but if one doesn't have any karma, quite to see, then say, if you don't have delusion, then you see, if others seem to kill you, they don't go to law things. And if you don't have any karma, if others seem to kill you, if you don't cause to be born in law realms, any karma, then you see, if others seem to kill you, you don't go to law realms. So here yeah, you can understand. So like that. So the so you see, it's like outside the enemy, you see, people think, how this enemy is so harmful. He insulted me this way, and one day he looked at me this way, he didn't respect me. You know, there's a lot of things you can make, a lot of things you see, how this person harmed to me, you see. Treat me, see, you know, a lot of stories. I mean, so then you see, each one becomes reason how that person bad, you see. Each reason, you see, each reason becomes how that person bad. Now, it's similar like that, yeah, but you use for delusions, you see, in an enemy to delusion. So that, so doing these techniques, meditation, you see, how to see the delusion as enemy, you know, so that you don't, so that you get courage to not fall, you get courage, you know, see, so that that go strong to not fall delusion, to defeat delusion. And so here, person who is living the vow, you know, that or to retreat or have a pattern dharma. So, what you hear of the whole is you need to be strong. You need to be strong. You see, if you're weak, then the delusion so overpowers you. Then you see, then come back to Dharma. you can achieve liberation, enlightenment. I cannot achieve even the happiness. I can't have even daily peace. You know, day to day peace of mind. You see, so cannot help others. So the whole thing is you see, here are all these words that inspire you. See, to courage yourself. You have to be strong. That's very important. That's very important thing to remember in your life. You need to make yourself very strong. The strong delusion, so that you can defeat delusion. So you can be victory on yourself and be lost. See, defeat the delusion. So that. So only in that way. So you need to do that. You need to dance so that you know, so that the delusion living, so these all these heavenly imprint more and more, making future life, you know, so difficult. So that doesn't happen. To be able to defeat the delusion, to make yourself strong, say, cause yourself, say. So, yeah, the outside enemy, the world enemy, see. outside the world enemy, even you kick out from there, even you kick out from the country, you see, from the area, even you kick out. But it will come back later to harm you, you know. But this delusion, once it's removed once the religious delusion in you, once you are removed, you see, once you are removed, once you abandon, ceased, then it's impossible to rise again. So it's like, so here it says like a seed that's burned, so it cannot grow again. So the delusion, the inner delusion, once the abandoned, when it's ceased, it's impossible to rise again, to come back in. So here she says, so this, so here this, you know, thing different way of that. So it's just courage. So it gives you courage, inspiration, see, to abandon delusion, see. So then you are able to exercise pain, then you are able to remove even the cause of delusion, then the imprint. So that make it impossible to rise again. So that, so also the teaching in this teaching about another way. People mentioned that another thing is the meditation on the impermanent death. Those teachings. So yes. So there's some advices. So I think it's important. Yes. Which is an Amda Lama, very high Amda Lama. So I met him in Nepal. In Nepal, there was the World Fellowship Buddhist Conference in Nepal. That time, Benchen Rinpoche, brought in Nepal by the Chinese government. Rinpoche was surrounded by many Chinese official people there. Rinpoche stood up and said a few words. He said, the activities of the Triple Gem be spread. Activities of the Triple Gem be spread in all directions. So then I thought, words like that, but I thought maybe retribution of Dalai Lama's activity to be spread in all over the world. So anyway, that time, Kundalini Bhutta is a great Lama Pramdo, it's a great Lama, the preserving the Lama's all the teachings pure. I met in Nepal. So this, so they are Theravadins, you know, the Theravadins, they wanted to do, they don't want the Tibetan Lamas be ahead. So they want to move the Dhamma. You know, the Nepalese king is coming. Nepalese king, welcome the Nepalese king. So there was some function. So they want to do want Tibetan Lamas to be their head, you see, to move down. So then Khudan would say, he didn't move, he's a state. So in there, just memory. So in there, so met the Tandem, so in Tibet, in the Amdo, the largest monastery in Amdo, the Deshichi, where there's many thousands of monks, huge monastery, an excellent study. So second time when I went to that pilgrimage, so when I went to that monastery, so this Kundalini said, and he said a few words, he said that the monasteries burned by fire. The main temple was burned by fire one time. But he said, but the teaching of the Buddha, you know, is not destroyed. he said, because the, in the 20 years ago, there was no monks, nothing happened, you see. Nothing allowed, you see, the all the killed and the punished and tortured, you see. So 20 years ago, nothing happened mostly. But what happened, after Mao Zedong died the next day, we were Deng Xiaoping who was there. Then the, what happened was, all these great masters, you know, all these great masters, teachers, you know, so learned, so many, they were able to come back after 20 years. You know, nothing happened. Still monk. You know, nothing happened. So the great masters, great work, people come back. you know, the monks, and they able to educate the young ones. And so, he said, there are 30, somebody who passed away, I don't know, 60 or 70, who is expert in sutra. Expert in sutras, you know, great scholars. Then there was about, there was about a certain number, I don't know, 20 or 20, expert also in Kantra. So that monastery systems are unbelievable. So anyway, the Rinpoche is there. So anyway, I think these teachings are from past life. The Rinpoche. So, Kongkhar Rinpoche is explained that. So this is important. This is, there's no, there's a, dito, dito, yin xie, rajin, yun ki, qixin, tong li, so li, yun de ne, zhe gu, yin de to se, tang ne di, zhe la, yu, di ge to yin, gu yin ne xie, yun xie, bong xie, an, min ge xie la, di ge to, yin, simple, yin da, ha, yu, tu, bong, so this one is this instruction is very important. So Kongkhar Rinpoche is your friend. You know the evil friend, the friend of Nikita Kama, evil friend. The evil friend is somebody who's called evil friend who has horns growing on the head, you know, something like that, it doesn't happen. The evil friend is something who shows you that really loves you, who really loves you. like teaching Pongas, like in how the mother loves her child, the daughter or son is the child. Those who know the mother is so kind, you know. Well, the father and mother was so kind, you see. Those who discovered that, who knows that, you see. Then, Jeshin Pongpa was like that, you see. I say, who feel most dear? Who feel most dear, you see? This is the closest to what I can tell. Who feel most dear, most precious, most dear, you see. So the evil friend, you see, the friend of Nikama, doesn't come like somebody was standing, having horns in the head, fearful form. the evil friend of Nikama comes to you, like, loves you so much, you know. In the manner, Jeje Pandu solid, you know, acting loves you so much, you see, and surely act like they love you so much, and surely smile, and it supports you, you see, it is. They become friends, so support you. A loving and desiring, laughing with the leader, distraction. then you see it causes, it brings, it makes you engaged. It makes you engaged in the action. In the action, the opposite consciousness. What's that? Opposite consciousness. Opposite consciousness. Opposite consciousness, unconscious. What is it? So that being said, that play, laugh, you know, just that to see that happening, see, like when you're trying to see, makes you engage in the action of, action of the non-consciousness, maybe calling the new English, you know, so, non-consciousness. So that is the friend of the tongue. So this is like the epidemic disease. This is like epidemic disease. So gradually spread out. So abandon this and the non-virtuous friend and evil friends. Non-virtuous friend and evil friends is the non-virtuous friend, the evil friends is the abandon. One should abandon non-virtuous friend and evil friends. Like the cannibal smiling, like the cannibal, you know who is you? Cannibal smiling, and like the poison, like the honey poison, honey's one, poison plant. So should abandon non-virtuous friend, the evil friends, like a cannibal. You know the cannibal wants, or cannibal intention to eat you, but then you see, but then for the truth enough to get you, then he smiles at you and loves you, you see. So when you know that, you don't follow that, you don't follow that, you see, you abandon. So same, the honey, the poison plant, you know, by knowing that poison plant, then, the back and so on. Also the Kala Gongchen, it explained that, you see. So this Kala Gongchen, I don't know if it's Kungan Gongchen, This advice is something that one should write down in your notebooks or in your daily prayer books as a reminder, as very important, so that you don't get cheated, so that you're not deceived, you're not cheated, you don't get cheated. you are able to protect yourself, so like that. practice Dharma, without obstacles, able to achieve 10 realizations, and able to protect your vows, your morality, vows, all things like that. And so, so a lot of obstacles that has been happening is Dawa. So this is what Kunga Rinpoche explained, that unable to discover this as a Let me explain like that. And also, also thinking this way is helpful, that the what Kala Kumchen Kala Kishi explained. Now, the happiness, the trend of this thing, the Tori Devadam, the song song, the Tuni, Halala Tangayu, the song song, 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 the happiness of the happiness of the our realm. So think it very well. So see, from there, then up to enlightenment. See, there's also the domain, the suffering of the evil gone realm. So these two, the happiness beyond from this life up to enlightenment, and the suffering to the lower realm. So this you have, choice. At the present, you have choice. Which one to take, you see. Happen this beyond, which is after enlightenment, or this happening to the origin. You have choice. You should reflect. Not so much to do, so you should think, you see, reflect these two things together. So that means every day you have a choice. What you want to go to, you want to achieve happiness beyond this suffering moment, or you want to suffering through the Lord. So every day you have a choice which one to take, which So then if you see happiness beyond this life, after enlightenment, then you should engage. Today you should engage all your, this practice dharma, living your very personal into dharma. Just mentioned before, but it's about that. In the case of health, talk that is even better than this time to sort. So one is to say, not that. So say, one day, 1 hour, minute, even second day you have choice. That whether to born lordium, suffer the suffering some lordium, or the happiness. Happiness of the future lives. You see, so this even each minute, second, your choice, hell or enlightenment, or samsara or nirvana. You see, so same thing. So also same. Happiness or problem. See, depends, as I mentioned yesterday. So you see, that depends up to how you think. So what you want is not hell but enlightenment. So keep in mind, as a mind of bodhicitta. So same. You see, so those are the same. So you want to achieve samsara. What you want is. And now, see, to achieve this liberation, engaging them, see, the path, see, love, same, the happiness, if you like. So even engaging bodhicitta, then you achieve all those, happiness, if you like, the liberation from there, see, enlightenment, so. So like this. So So when your mind is about when you're in a situation, you see about to rise, you know, delusion or engaging in heavy karma. So then you think suddenly you think this, you know, what you want, what I want. See, the reality of your choice, you know. So that and there's a remind you, see this, and then so that you abandon the delusion in time, you see, then say, to each in heaven, you should have liberation from the enlightened, you know, that is they keep the mind apart, you see, like that. this is also very helpful to them. So if I choose this small pleasure, if I choose this very small pleasure, this few moment pleasure, if I choose this, some pleasure, you see, if I choose this, then, you know, say, give up liberation and enlightenment, give up ultimate happiness, liberation and enlightenment, I choose this small pleasure, I sacrifice all this, and choose this small pleasure, this this very short term pleasure, I choose this. Or give up this, sacrifice this, and for teaching liberation and enlightenment. So this is very helpful. See, so sacrifice this, and sacrifice this, then what you get by this few moments of pleasure, this short term pleasure, sacrifice this, then around it, you get liberation and enlightenment, all this ultimate happiness. This is what you get by renouncing this. But you see, if you seek this few moments pleasure, this temporal pleasure, then you lose the liberation and enlightenment, you see. So this is also useful to say, overcome delusion, you see. this advice from, I think this is from Sajja lecture, the Sajja Pandit, I think, and good explanation, the advice, I think. Devachunga seva, the chamber of the autumn. So one who is attached to small pleasure, you only achieve great pleasure, you only achieve great happiness. Simple doctrine is the same. But one who is attached to small pleasure, this more is a samsara pleasure, this, you know, should be this, see. This from, say, this very short term pleasure, then simple doctrine means you only achieve the happiness which is great. You only achieve the happiness that which is great. But that means liberation and enlightenment. You see, all of them, happiness, all of them, future life, but especially means liberation and enlightenment you only achieve. Who attach small pleasure want to achieve the happiness that was great. So similar, that means, you see, who cannot bear the hardships, you know, who is attached to the present, you see, the short-term pleasure, or whatever it is, you see, pleasure of sleep, pleasure of food and so forth, whatever, you see. short-term pleasure. So, who is attaching this, who can't bear hardships, who can't bear hardships, that's Dharma. you know, Tibet Dharma, and the hardships to achieve liberation and enlightenment, and enlighten all sentient beings who can't bear hardships to Tibet Dharma. This means who can't bear hardships to achieve liberation, you know, enlightenment, and enlightenment and other people, enlightenment of all sentient beings who can't bear hardships. So then we see, then cannot, you can't achieve all those, you can't all those great success. Is you can't be hardships. Who attach to small pleasures, in the short term pleasures, then can't be hardships to practice Dharma, to receive the long term happiness, all the coming future life, to the liberation, and the enlightenment of all things. So that's also helpful to overcome delusion, to make yourself, to courage yourself, to become powerful, and then to destroy the inner delusion. Also, what Buddha Charitara says, by depending on the human boat. You cross over the great river of suffering. And this boat is difficult to find again. this particular verse is not a Ramakrishna Kharapam short advice, but it's based on Buddha Chapter. By the time this human boat, you get crossed over the great river of suffering. This boat is difficult to find again. So while you have found these, don't be lazy. So that process, they're talking about what with this human body that they receive, what you can do. You can cross the oceans of hunger and suffering, so you can liberate from that. This is difficult to find again, this is about one time, so therefore don't get distracted or don't get attached to those small pleasures and then look for great happiness, which is it. So like that. And then also in Buddha Chakra, not sure which will, whether the tomorrow will come first or the next life will come first. Sometimes it's then Chima Yunga Kama Chama Sangha Sela Mambeva Chima Kama Beva. Not sure which will come first, you know, tomorrow or the next life. Therefore, without working for tomorrow, it is worthwhile to work for the next life. So those are great advice. The mind impermanent death, tomorrow's uncertainty, but next life is definitely happening. Anytime, so to work for that happiness is how you practice Dharma is how important. Then also, non-eating, which is what the wisdom is, you cannot just relax, saying I'm not going that clear, but if you really think if you question deep down in your heart, but can't, truthfully, see, if you ask questions to your heart, you can't see even what's going to happen after 1 hour or next minute, what's going to happen to you, cannot tell. You cannot see. It's total dark. Can't see. So how can one sign that I'm in the dark today? Anyway, they thought thought, I know that thought, I'm going to live a long time. This continues even the same day of when the death is going to happen, the day when the death is going to happen. This thought that even that morning, or even before the accident or whatever, heart attack or whatever, this thought there, I'm going to live for many years. So it's not true. Like cheats, you see. So, however, so these are the advice or teachings or the that different the impairment that the generous thing, you see, to encourage yourself, to encourage yourself and be able to defeat delusion, finish then to overcome delusion, to finish suffering, to finish, to end the samsara. To finish the suffering which continuation has no beginning, now to end. Okay. So of course ultimately it's teaching enlightenment for some different course of life, but at least to end the suffering of samsara, you see. Your own suffering sometimes, so that's why. So I just do the rest room, maybe become room, I think. let it become room. Anybody has an English translation of this? Yes. Can I maybe reach? So I think a lot of the temple. So maybe I said in English, okay? So because of all transmission, is all transmission. You know, in English you have to understand. So if you understand the meaning, you know, then you see the commentary as well. So when you understand the in English, as long as it's correct, what you can do the room in English or not, depends on, if the English is correct, we can do the room in English. But if it's not correct, then better to read it in Tibetan. Otherwise you miss some words and the incorrect words, you see, like that. the dual rosary of the practice of Bodhicitta, Bhagavad-gita, I bow down to great compassion to all my spiritual masters and to my devotees of devotion, having cast away all my doubts about the value of spiritual practice, I shall exert myself in the practice of the Buddha, Bodhisattva's path. Having removed sleeplessness, dullness, and laziness, I shall always be joyful when engaging in such incredible practices. I shall guard the doors of my speech and body and mind against any negative actions. By constantly being alert, and